Great news! Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Impa? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3-month subscription, 10% discount for 6-month subscription, and 5% discount for 12-month subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Impa has to offer at an unbeatable price. Impa, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Thank you. All right. It's a good afternoon and welcome to Realm of the Historic. And today, like I promised you last Saturday, today is today. Today we are going to look at the corporeal and the incorporeal, the celestial and the terrestrial. Once more, because you seems, most of you tell me, no, we don't want those politics. We don't want politics. Please, talk about theology. Talk about theological history and religious history, culture and those things, spirituality. Yeah, we don't want geopolitics. Okay. But Realm of the Historics is for both. Thus, we cover everything from geopolitics to spirituality. But today we are going to make an investigation. A very serious investigation to determine whether or not there are other beings around our universe. And those beings, are they conceptual beings? Is it a concept or is it a myth? Or are they real beings that are in this universe? And why don't we see them? Well, we need to know that this universe, this realm, is not the only one. There are millions of realms. There are millions, if not billions, of universes. So, and we have this world, and under this world we have another world. Under this world we have three places. We have what we call the world of the dead, where the dead people go when they die. And not only dead, the condemned. That the world under is a world of the condemned, world where the dead people go, those who are condemned. Okay, when they leave this earth, they go under the world. They go under, they go down. And then we have what we call the abyss. And then we have what we call the prison. It's also under there. Now, as we investigate, we are going to find out who are the prisoners. And who are the rulers. Remember, we have what we call the abyss, which is the throne house. And we will investigate who are the rulers that sit on that throne. Remember, we are talking about the aliens. We want to find out whether we have aliens or not. And we need to take everything step by step. Because you cannot be an evolutionist and then you want to tell me that you believe that they are aliens. Because if you're an atheist, you don't need to believe in aliens. Because an atheist doesn't believe in any spirituality. So, if you are an atheist, we respectively exempt you from this investigation. because atheists believe that there was a big bang and everything was formed out of nothing. They believe nothing can make something. That's their logic. And if nothing can make something, somebody can be rich out of nothing. That does not happen in real life. You have to work hard for you to at least earn something or to be rich. But atheistically, since everything comes out of nothing, you might as well just wake up rich. Because in atheism, morality is a bunch of chemicals. So your brain is a bunch of chemicals that are functioning all together. I don't know how you trust your brain if the brain is just a chemical reaction. But that's what atheists believe. And they have all the philosophical and all scientific, you know, terminologies to defend their stance. To which extent some of us even don't understand. They even go deeper. You have well-educated, you know, atheists that can argue their point and defeat a lot of people that believe in creation that don't have, you know, they don't have the capacity to argue. They'll be defeated in argument not because what they believe is wrong, just because they cannot expressively or expressly defend what they believe in. So they can be defeated from a logical point of view, at least for lack of better words. But we are going to investigate the issue of aliens, whether or not aliens exist, whether or not we have extra, what they call extraterrestrial beings that are in this universe but are not tangible. But anything terrestrial cannot be intangible, because whatever is terrestrial is corporeal, which means it is physical. You know, you can touch it. You can smell it.
The wait is over. Deals are here. It's Big Red Weekend for 3 days only. ShopRite brings you massive savings of up to 50% off, like a 4 kg Real Good IQF chicken mixed portions, only $200 Namibian, 10 kg Top Score Super Maize meal, just $125 Namibian, 500 grams Rama Original 70% fat spread, only $25 Namibian each, 450 grams Wheat Bix cereal, buy two for just $50 Namibian. Don't miss out. This weekend only, get up to 50% off. Valid until 21 June 2026. Only at ShopRite. The wait is over. The deals are here. It's Big Red Weekend for 3 days only. ShopRite brings you massive savings of up to 50% off, like a 750 grams Ellis Brown Coffee Creamer, only $64 Namibian, 5 kg Marathon White Sugar, just $96 Namibian, 2 liter Coca-Cola Soft Drink, just $20 Namibian each, Pampers Disposable Nappies or Pants, all variants, only $179 Namibian per pack. Don't miss out. This weekend only, get up to 50% off. Valid until 21 June 2026. Only at ShopRite.
All right. So now we have a problem. Because the way we are explaining what aliens are seems to be very confused. Because now we are allowing scientists to tell us what aliens are, or to investigate whether the aliens are existing or not. And scientists, most of them, don't believe in creation. Now, if you don't believe in creation, how is it that you believe in aliens, in the existence of aliens? Because that is beyond atheism. It is beyond atheism in the sense that in science, everything must be, science believes in matter, in space, and all that. That everything, okay, fine, because science will also argue to say, fine, but oxygen exists, but you don't touch oxygen. you don't smell it, you know. Nobody can smell oxygen. So that argument can also make sense to say maybe an alien exists in the way oxygen exists. Because both, whether you believe in creation or you don't believe, you believe that you breathe what is called oxygen. You breathe it in. That is, you know, you believe that you inhale oxygen, or you breathe in oxygen, you breathe out carbon dioxide. Now, that carbon dioxide, is it tangible? The earth has also elements that are intangible, or this realm and the universe that we live in. There are gases, when we don't touch gas. Yeah, but it is there. It's in the air. Even air itself, we cannot touch it. But at least we can feel it. Now, one would say, well, atheists can have room in investigating the existence of aliens from an atheistic perspective, because oxygen exists, but oxygen is not physical. It's not something that you can touch. You can't smell it. You can't touch it. You can't feel it, but it is there. So to argue that atheists should not be part of the conversation is not correct. Okay? So to argue that atheists should not be part of the conversation, it is not correct, because in physical science or in chemistry, we have what we call electrons. We have what we call protons. And these electrons are not tangible. Nobody can touch an electron. No one can touch a proton, but they are there. Now, when we talk about covalent bonding and metallic bonding and so forth, these are electrons that bond, metallic and non-metallic, you know, electrons. They have what number in their outer shells, you know. I really hated that subject, but I had no choice. And that is why I failed in school miserably, because I was forced to go into a study I don't understand, a study I don't know. And I failed intercontinentally. There is no doubt about that one. Because the field of study that I was forced to take was not just mine. And as a result, I did not understand anything, and then I failed laboriously. So, the investigation starts. We have to start investigating. does or is do the aliens exist? That's a question we are asking ourselves. And we are not in a rush because Realm of the Historics is here to stay. We are going to talk about this, you know, as long as it takes. Until we arrive to a point where we need to know whether aliens exist or they don't. Who are the aliens? And how did we arrive to this point of, you know, believing that there should be, there might be a certain being, or there might be a certain group of beings whose nature is totally different from ours? These beings, where are they coming from? Were they part of the Big Bang according to atheism? Because I'm not sure whether in the book of Darwin, the books of Darwin, I'm not sure whether Darwin talks about, you know, aliens. But did they also, you know, exist or start exist or start evolving like us? Are they part of our evolution? Is to say that we are coming from nothing, and then nothing became a small something, and maybe a small energy, tiny flicker of energy. And then that tiny flicker of energy grew until it reached a point where a bang was established. Bam! And then that thing, it is nothing between, because nothing exploded, and then that nothing, when it exploded, it brought one element that from which everything was, you know, was born. That is the argument of the atheists. And apparently it was billions of years ago, hundreds of billions of years ago. You know, some say 500 billion years ago. Some say, yeah, so apparently 800,000 years ago, that's when one tiny humanoid started developing. I don't know whether it came from where. And then from there.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
You know, there's something about opening a Tafel Lager that brings people together.
Yeah, and once people come together, the voices follow.
Ideas get shared, laughs get louder.
New perspectives come up where you least expect them.
Because when people use their voice, conversations start.
And those conversations, they can refresh a moment and even shape what happens next.
So, grab a Tafel Lager and start the conversation. Tafel Lager, now we're talking. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
I'm walking away from the trouble in my life. I'm walking away.
Okay, so we are busy investigating. Now, even though we say that atheists, to say that they should not be part of this conversation, and you know, atheistic science should not be part of the investigation or should not be, you know, part of the conversation. As long as, you know, we are thinking that, or as long as we are in thinking that, there is also something problematic that maybe the professors in atheistic science will have to explain, and that is a phenomena of how is it that, you know, aliens exist in our midst, in our universe, but we cannot feel them. We cannot be part of them, because though we cannot smell oxygen, we cannot, you know, touch it, we can feel it because we are breathing. We are alive. We can prove that we are alive because of it. From that lowest point of view in terms of argument, though we know that we are not sustained by oxygen alone. Oxygen is just one of the factors that make us alive, but we are not here as oxygen beings. We are not oxygen beings. We are human beings. We are mankind. Now, mankind go beyond, you know, that breathing. We can live without breathing. So that can be done because we are mankind. There's a reason why we started breathing using oxygen, and that came later on. But before that, we were not in need of oxygen, because we were beyond oxygen itself. Okay, that's another, you know, argument. And I have to admit here that I'm theistic. Okay? So I am a theistic person, and I am a theologian and a Bible scholar. So, in as much as I am a radio journalist, and of course I have to maintain 100% neutrality. And that's why I'm tapping it from both. And that's why I'm saying that if you're an atheistic person and you think atheistic people should not be part of the conversation, you are wrong, totally wrong. Because they have their point of view and how they explain this phenomenon. Because this phenomenon is beyond our understanding, you know, whether we are atheists or theists, we are all baffled by it, and we all need to investigate whether or not there is, whether or not there exist other beings that are naturally different from us. So to arrive to that point, we have to go through multiple and complex issues. We have to go through, you know, we have to go through what we have to go through certain mythologies to try to see if there's something linking to the scientific beliefs, because not all scientists believe that they exist, you know, aliens. The scientific community or the scientist community is also divided on this issue. And I've never seen a scientist, a divided scientific community until COVID-19. You know, when other scientists were talking about COVID-19 as, you know, as a biochemical, as a failure in the, you know, Wuhan, you know, Wuhan labs or whatever it was, whatever they call it, as a virological, you know, and chimerical, you know, research that failed. So COVID-19 was as that result. Some people are saying, no, it came from monkeys. It came from, and some people are saying, no, it's a natural occurrence. The virus that mutate, viruses that mutate and they create something new. So everyone was having his own or their own explanation. Of course, there were, you know, there was money to be made. Of course, people got involved and twisted all the stories and so forth. But that's, you know, that's how it is. That's how human beings work. So, but the scientific community is divided on this matter. Some do not believe. Some believe that these are just propagated myths. Some, you know, believe that there could be, there could be something that it could be that we are sharing this universe with others. That could be true. But the problem is that how is it that we have never had anybody that have seen? But some people are saying there is a base in America, the military base, which is very secretive, and they believe that the American military have access to some of these extraterrestrial beings, and they use them for, you know, for research, whatever. We don't know what kind of research they are making. And, you know, some are denying that. You know, even President Donald Trump at some point was asked to exist, do aliens exist? And he was saying he does not know. Whether it is true or not, maybe whether it is true or not true, nobody knows. But Obama also said he had that story. He tried to investigate it, but ended up not getting any info. So it's kept secret. Now, if the thing is kept even secret to even the President of the United States, we don't know who can come to get access to that. But, well, we need to go through multiple contexts or multiple myths and concepts and even misconcepts or misconceptions. We have to bring them all on the ground. Lay them down. They lay them all open. And then we try to investigate them one by one. Could it be that the aliens are the ones that we refer to as demons or angels or ancestral spirits? Could it be that? For us to arrive that, to arrive to that point, we are not going to arrive to that point today. Because today we are just laying the foundation. We are going to, because we need to understand who are the demons versus the spirits of our ancestors, the ones that we call ancestral spirits. Is there any difference or are they the same? And then we now have demons and we now have angels and we also have fallen angels. These are not the same. Fallen angels are not demons. They are different from demons. Demons came later. But fallen angels have been there before demons came. So, but we are not coming to that level yet. We also need to get into the Canaanitish pantheon. We also need to go to the Canaan, you know, to the Canaan pantheon.
Esira shisho, pagyotari kukwathere opovuro kara uasira ya kweni o chisho. Watu chithana basic mental health first aid course. Haiganjua o shari chamhongi kwa mboka iri iyo iyo NHP. Watapewa unongo nonseo na kene una okutongorora o madidiriko ugo betameko uge na cha nupiakadhi nenge o mathidakano opama viraviro kuchane omokatiko kumekoe nenge anironga pamwe nangoe osho otopewa unongo ukene una okuya kwathera nukuya pa ea bidhido yiri mwanjira omanga upya kadiboka inauru darara kuyerere o unji na hene unokara uishangitha tarira po epanja yao yo nhp.com.na e hangona maradura sano ododina okurandurwa NHP rooted in care for you
your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHP, we're about you.
Watch out.
All right, so I'm playing this song in remembrance of Abdul Ibrahim. He's the one that contributed also to the composition of the Namibian anthem. So, and he's passed. He passed on this, you know, this month.
Oh,
Alright, so for thousands of years, the world believed that there could be some some life somewhere after this world. That is number one. Number two, they also believed that there could be some people or some beings around, you know, around us. They believed that. Now, that's a concept of course, a spirituality. And mythology, if you like, to an extent now, you know, theology. That's where it came from, because people believed that there is life after this. And of course, then you have a lot of interpretation and reinterpretation of how that life, you know, and how to understand that existence of that life beyond this. Some people started to create another belief of reincarnation, that you are born and then you die and then you come back in a different form, or to be a different human being, to be a different something. Well, that reincarnation is more into Hinduism, and I think Buddhism also believe that. But the reincarnation is not believed in Christians, in Christianity and Islam. And of course, Judaism. Even Satanism itself doesn't believe in reincarnation, because Satanism, Christianity, Judaism, Islam, they believe in two. They believe in supreme beings. At least that you die, you live your life once and you die once, and then you have to live your life somewhere else. Your soul goes, you know, to a certain place. The Islamic faith has what we call Jannah. Yeah, that is, of course, paradise. And then they have hell. So, and Christians believe also hell exists, and also paradise. And the Jews also believe in hell and in paradise. And then the Satanists also know that there is hell, and they know there is paradise. But then the difference also is that, you know, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism believe that paradise is their place to be. Unlike the Satanists, who believe that hell is their place to be. And they say hell is not hot as it is portrayed. It's a good place to be. That's what they believe. So now we don't know about, I don't know about the Buddhists, whether or not they believe in hell. Their faith is a little bit complicated because to a certain extent they believe in a future life or an afterlife. And to another extent they believe, you know, you are God on your own. So it's the same with the Hindus. They have a kind of a chaotic, you know, doctrine when it comes to the afterlife. Now, having put that into perspective, we also need to understand that there are other faiths that are neither Christian nor Islamic nor, you know, Judaic, which also believe in some sort of afterlife. For example, the African religion is a bridge between Satanism, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. So, what is called the African religion, though there is nothing called African religion in reality, is a mixture of Satanism, Islam, Christianity, Judaism, those faiths. So, it's a salad. Because at some point in African religion, they believe there is God. But then there is a chaotic understanding as to who that God is and how he works. And then they also believe in the spirits of ancestors. That's when Satanism comes, you know, comes in. And that's when, you know, a bit of Catholicism and a bit of, you know, some Canaanitish old pantheonic, you know, beliefs, Egyptian mythologies also comes in. So it's a mixture of all these. And it is chaotic enough that Africans themselves that boast of believing in this, in their so-called African religion, they themselves cannot expressly explain who God, according to the African religion, is. Or they cannot expressly explain the history of their spirits. They call the spirits of ancestors. I have debated with a lot of historians, you know, when it comes to culture, and I call them, Oshuambologists. I have debated with a lot of them. I've debated with the well-known, you know, brothers of mine, you know, who are well-versed in cultural matters. And because they are coming from big royal, you know, bloodlines. They are coming from very important genealogical, bloodlines. But there is a point where they fail to explain the history of their spirituality. So as a theologian, with a general theologian, and as a Bible scholar, I debate with both theologians or Christian theologians and, you know, African religious, you know, believers or scholars and theologians. And I've arrived to the point that they, when it comes to spirituality, they mostly cannot tell the history of that spirituality. And then they cannot also expressly, you know, give an exposition as to when and where, how, you know, those questions. But be it as it may, spirituality itself is a very complex thing to understand. And we also need to know that spirituality will never be neutral. There is no neutrality in spirituality. Spirituality is exclusively subjective. It is either left or right. So there is no neutrality in spirituality at all. There is no objectivity to say you are looking at it objectively. No, not spirituality. Spirituality is not neutral. It is 100% biased towards a supreme being, towards a supreme monarch. Therefore, when we are discussing issues like this, I always want to warn you that when I go subjective, I always want to warn you that at this level, I am going to be subjective in order to bring out a certain point of view. And then at a certain point, we try by all means to be neutral and to be objective. But there is a certain level of spirituality where objectivity makes no sense. You know, there is a certain level of knowledge in spirituality where, you know, neutrality does not make any sense. Therefore, those who expect neutrality and objectivity in spirituality, that's a misconception. There is no neutrality or objectivity in spirituality. Spirituality is biased. 100% biased. And spirituality is exclusive. Now, it is the failed spirituality that gave birth to religion. So when I'm talking about spirituality here, I'm not talking about religion. So I'm putting religion aside. But even in religion itself, you will see that there's no neutrality. For example, the Catholics believe that they are the correct church. The Lutherans believe the same. Everyone believes that they are the correct church. Now, if you are a member of SWAPO, and you are asking me to be neutral and be objective in spirituality, when you think that SWAPO is the correct party in Namibia politically, and that is a mentality that is in IPC, that's a mentality that is in everywhere. That is when somebody has become religious about their political party. Because for a party to win, you need to be religious about it. You need to convince a voter that you are the only party they can trust. And for 30 years or 36 years now, SWAPO has managed to do that. The rest of the political parties have failed. Some are dead even as we speak. So when we talk about the political religion, when we're talking about SWAPO as a denomination, and then we put IPC there as a denomination, we put LPM as a denomination, we put PDM, AR, and the rest as denominations. These are political denominations. Okay, for you to understand what I'm saying, let me remove PDM from the rest. Because PDM is a reformed, for example, PDM is a reformed DTA church. Okay, for you to understand what I'm saying, let me use the church. PDM is a reformed DTA church. And DTA was formed from the scratch. Now, DTA has denominations, the branches that got out of, the main church, such as, the Republican Party. The Republican Party, we can say, is a Protestant political church. Or is a Protestant political denomination. Because it came out of DTA. NUDO also. And, if I'm not mistaken, UDF. So you have two denominations. SWAPO denominations. And, or we say SWAPO Protestants and DTA Protestants. That's what you have in Namibia. Now, SWAPO has many. LPM is a Protestant political, party, because it came from SWAPO. APP, CDV, BCP, Empowerment Fighting Corruption, AR, IPC, COD, RDP, SWAPO D, all those are Protestant political, SWAPO churches. They protested out of SWAPO. And SWAPO is a main, is a main ecclesiastical mother body. So SWAPO is a main ecclesiastical mother body where others protested from or protested out of. They are Protestant parties. They are not opposition. So they are not opposition party. They are Protestant. The opposition party of SWAPO to SWAPO is DTA. Okay? So the opposition to SWAPO is DTA. The rest of the political parties are not opposition. They are Protestants. So there is political Protestantism. So DTA has its own Protestants, and then SWAPO has its own Protestants. Those are the two main lines of political formations in Namibia, whether you want to understand that or not. So IPC is not a main line. LPM, COD, RDP, they are not the main lines. So some would say maybe Nuda is coming from SWANU. I think I stand to be corrected when I said Nuda came from DTA. It could be that Nuda must have come, you know, out of SWANU. So there are only two opposition parties. SWANU, which is in the ICU, in the political ICU, and then you have DTA, which now reformed. You know, because PDM is DTA reformed. Now, whether you like it or not, PDM is not a new party. It's DTA reformed, because the ideologies of DTA still exist in PDM. They just changed the name, but the foundation is the same. So DTA or PDM is the opposition to SWAPO. And then SWANU is the opposition to SWAPO. And some people are saying, no, but SWAPO might also have come from SWANU. Well, that is debatable, because SWAPO is mostly coming from the Ovambo People's Congress. So SWAPO is Ovambo People's Congress. That's where it came from. And because nobody knows the activities of the Ovambo People's Congress, we cannot say SWAPO is a Protestant. So, having explained that, we need to understand that when you are talking about all this, I'm not being objective here. When I'm talking about these parties, I'm not being objective. I'm being totally subjective. And I'm being totally biased, okay? Because I'm not talking about what you want to hear. I'm not being neutral. And that's a seriousness of this matter that we're trying to investigate of aliens. Because we are going to get to a point where we are no longer going to be neutral. We are going to be totally subjective and totally biased. But that's deliberately enough so that we can bring out a viewpoint that you need to understand. So that's a purpose of being biased. 21 minutes to 4, that's the time here. And we are in. So I'm just forewarning you so that when we go deeper, you are not going to complain. And I'm going to repeat this point again and again. And of course, a lot of political leaders of political parties will be angry with me for what I have said. But this is the reality of how I see political formations in Namibia. This is my perspective. It is not an ultimate or alpha omega truth. This is my perspective. So don't, when you are taking it to heart, you need to take it with a pinch of salt. Because this is my perspective. It's not written anywhere. It's not a curriculum of, it's not a curriculum of analysis that one should follow. This is my perspective, how I investigate and come to the conclusion of interpreting and reinterpreting the political party formations in Namibia. There are only two formations, or there are only two main lines. PDM, which is DTA reformed. SWAPO. A PDM SWAPO, and somebody can say, well, SWAPO is also just Ovambo People's Congress reformed. That could be true. because the majority of the people in SWAPO are Ovambo people. But then what about IPC? The majority of the IPC people in IPC are Ovambo people. So it was with CLD, RDP, and except, of course, APP. AR is also the same. It now comes to differ with, of course, with LPM. CDV is the same, and BCP. So, one can also say SWAPO is OPC, reformed. That could make sense to a certain extent. So, when we are talking about aliens, whether or not they exist, but the majority of the beliefs or belief systems are suggesting that they are beings that are surrounding us that we cannot see. And to a certain extent, some suggest that you can only see these beings when you are in a certain spiritual, trance or translation. When you are translated into a different spiritual realms and energies, you will be able to see these beings. Let me agree with the rest of the belief systems. Us as human beings, we are physical beings. So we are operating on a low energy frequency. We are operating on a lower frequency of energy. That's why we need to touch, we need to smell, we need to see, we need to hear with our ears. We need organs to help us function. That's a lower frequency of energy. But in the higher frequencies of energy, you don't need an organ to function. You are an energy yourself. So you are translated from being a physical being into an energy, which is a spiritual force, which means you become part of the force. And in that area, then, you don't need ears to hear. You don't need eyes to see. You don't need feet to walk. You don't need hands to touch. You don't also need voice to speak or a tongue to make, a conversation. You don't need lips. You are beyond that. When you are translated in that area, you have now become a high frequency. Now, does it then mean that the aliens, could it mean that the aliens are living on a higher energy frequency that we cannot attain because of our physical limitation? Could it be so? Well, next Saturday, that's where we are going to start. That's where we are going to start from. So how do I come to the point of finding out? Because we also need to know to define the aliens. Are they demons? Are they angels? Are they spirits? Are they energies? Are they beings? Are they frequencies? Are they terrestrial? If they are terrestrial, why can't we, bond with them? Why don't they come to our place and we see them? Well, they come maybe, but we cannot see them because they are in a high frequency. We are in a lower frequency. Okay. And there are other, there are experiences that I'm coming to tell you, not to make you believe what I'm saying, but just to make a point so that we understand the alien, you know, the alien phenomenon, whether or not that it is true or false. Because we are, Realm of the Historics is not here to make you believe in something. Realm of the Historics is just here to establish a pathway through which you can walk when making research and wanting to understand certain things that are around us. right. So we are coming to talk about the exclusive, biased, subjective levels of the spirituality to try to establish the, whether it is a fact or whether or not it is a fact that aliens exist. So for us to establish that, we need to get into what is subjective, what is objective, and what is, you know, biased, what is exclusively, you know, what is exclusive. Because whether we like it or not, there are things that are, that can never be, you know, objectively, you know, objective. There are certain levels of in matters that we can never be objective. Just like, how do you become a objective about a man? A man in a, is a man. A man is somebody that has male sexual organ. And a woman is somebody that has female sexual organ. Clear. You cannot be subject, you cannot be objective about that. Now, when you are talking about, you know, LGBTQ, that's not objectivity. You know, that is accepting, exception, accepting the rights of others who decided to be otherwise. That's not, you know, being objective. It's just because we want to just accept somebody who decides to be a 2-year-old boy when he's 50 years, we can accept that. But that does not mean that, you know, that person is 2-year-old. It just means that the person has decided to be a 2-year-old. So it doesn't mean when we say we include, you know, LGBTQ people, it does not mean they are, it is true that they are men when they are supposed to be women, or they are women when they are supposed to be men. It just means that they have decided to be what they want. So, and that's not a natural phenomenon. It's a decision, it's a decisional, you know, it's a decisional issue. It's not even a human right issue. It's a human choice issue. So we need to make a distinction when we talk about issues so that we don't dictate objectivity in certain matters. Also, we don't also, you know, impose our subjective views on others. But we also need to draw a line that there are matters that can never be that can never be objective, whether we like it or not. Now, from a human right perspective, we can talk about inclusivity all we want. But from a reality point of view, there is only left or right. So if you use your left, it means you are left-handed. We can never say the left is right just because, you know, I want my right to be on the left and my left to be on the right. That's my choice. It's not a natural phenomenon. It's not a right issue, though it is, but it's a choice issue. It's a preference. So LGBTQ is a preference. It's not natural. So when we talk about that, we need to know that. And we don't need to be, and in fact, I don't need to be apologetic in this one. So, because we have come to the point where we are becoming unnecessarily sensitive of issues that, you know, are not even beyond, you know, our control as we speak. These are issues that, you know, these are bedroom issues that shouldn't be public. But from a human right point of view, it can all 100% be correct. I'm just stating that so that we know when we are coming to this level next Saturday, you don't dictate objectivity in a subjective matter. Right. It's 4 o'clock, and my time has come to a serious halt. And let me love you and leave you, and we meet again next Saturday in part 2 of whether or not aliens exist. Now, before we go for, before I sign out, let me play for you one reggae song, or two reggae songs, okay?
Nothing.
Daddy, your name.
Daddy,
Daddy, yeah.
Daddy,
I call your name.
Daddy,
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 I call your name.
Daddy,
Daddy,
I
call your name. played those songs because tomorrow is Father's Day, and I want you to appreciate your father, because we have a serious corrosive mentality of celebrating women on Mother's Day. And then when it comes to Father's Day, we want to downwash it as if fathers have done nothing. I have to tell you an unbiased truth, that if it was not for a boy child, you would not travel to America today with in a plane. You know, if it was not for a boy child, you would not travel to Oshakati, you know, and reach, you know, on a third road. From here to Katima, we are walking on the sweat of the fathers who have worked to build the roads. And in fact, even the buildings that we are in is the sweat of our fathers. So we need to learn to appreciate. If you have a problem with your father, that should not be a national issue. It should be a problem, your own personal issue. So don't nationalize your personal problem with your father and make it a national issue. So we need to learn to be respective of our fathers, because they are the anchors and the founders of our lives. Having said this, I have to say to you goodbye, and let's meet again next Saturday. Same frequency, same, you know, time.
good. Nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwebu dite opoye ekukulile oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewetike kovano ile koshiwana kononongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamoili nawa ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore satu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile konderewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM VI.